Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
Today's episode of Don't You Know Who I Am is brought to you by the good people at Harry's Shavers. Yes, the best shavers in the world are back. Harry's Shavers, they're so good. I'm so smooth, you guys. You should see my face. So good. And the actual razor itself, it's got a good weight to it. That's what I like. A good weighted handle. Anyway, so they are offering you guys, listeners to this show, who live in America, they are offering you a very, very, very good deal because they stand behind the quality of their blades. And they know that switching razors isn't an easy decision. So to get you on your way, they've created a trial offer for you. And all you need to do is go to harrys.com/whoiam. That's harrys.com/whoiam. And they're going to give you a very, very good deal while also supporting this podcast. So what they're going to do is this is the offer that you guys get. You get a $13 value trial set that comes with everything you need for a close and comfortable shave. You get a weighted ergonomic handle, 5-blade razor and lubricating strip and a trimmer blade, a rich lathering shave gel and a travel blade cover as well. So when you're digging around in your wash bag, you don't nick your fingies. Yeah, you don't want to nick your little fingies. Anyway, so listeners of my show, redeem their trial set at harrys.com/whoiam. That is harrys.com/whoiam. So go to harrys.com/whoiam and redeem your offer and let them know that I sent you so they support the show. Thanks, guys. Hey, everyone. Just Josh at the top of the show to say thank you to everyone who's been contributing to the Patreon. That's right. If you if you missed a couple of weeks and just coming in, I have set up a Patreon for the show with a whole bunch of bonuses for you, the listener, if you decide to contribute. So you get free episodes or bonus episodes, I should say. You get free tickets. You can get alerted when there's going to be live shows before anyone else. So you can get those season passes if you're into it. And a listener wrote to me saying, hey, what you could do, and which I'm going to do, is if you donate $5 a month or more, you can pitch to me a story for Yeah, Nah, Yeah. So you can write a story out. It could be a real story that happened to you, and I can say it to someone like a Lawrence Mooney or a Hamish Blake or a Steve Bacola, anyone who I get on the show, and they can pretend it happened to them, and at the end I'll go, no, that is a lie, and it actually happened to, insert your name here. Ha-ha, you'll be famous, podcast famous. Oh, the best kind of famous. So, yeah, that's for if you donate $5 or more a month to the Patreon. So, patreon.com/DYKWIA. So, thanks to everyone who's been doing that. Live shows happening as well. Sundays from September 16, 4 p.m. Sundays at the Catfish, going through to the end of October. So, October 28 is the final one. Tickets for these are about 50-60% for every single show in terms of how many are sold. So if you're in Melbourne and you're going, yeah, I do want to go to that, I better get a ticket, do it soon, because I don't want you to miss out if you listen every single week. I think that's all I need to say. So go to Patreon if you want to help the podcast stay alive. And also if you are in Melbourne, or if you're not in Melbourne thinking, you know what, a holiday to Melbourne around then would be good, get a ticket at joshearl.com.au/gigs. All for me. Enjoy this episode. It was a really fun one to do. We had a dog in the room. Everyone's very happy, but a bit distracted by the dog. But it's fun. Anyway, thanks for listening. Enjoy the show. Cheers. Hello and welcome to Don't You Know Who I Am, the podcast that asks, who knows whom? Who knows what? Because who knows why? My name is Josh Earl. If this is your first time to the podcast, what I do is I get four very funny people and I quiz them all about their lives. So let's meet them all now. Our first guest. When you type his name into Google, the related searches are height, photo, And who is Randy Feltface? Please welcome back onto the podcast comedian Randy Feltface.
Oh, yes. Thank you. It's so great to be here. I'm clapping myself in with my felty hands.
That's height.
Height. Randy Height.
I want to know Randy's height.
Oh, he's a tall, I'm a tall man.
Tall man.
Tall, tall thing.
Tall man. No so legs, tall. But tall.
No legs, but very tall.
Very tall.
I'm floaty.
Also joining us is a comedian and an actor who, when you type her name into Google, one of the related searches is, why are you like this? I don't know, Google. I don't know. I just do a podcast. Please welcome back onto the podcast. It's Naomi Higgins. Yeah.
Hello.
Higgins.
Yes.
Thank you. I'm here.
Is Why You Like This a show that you're in or you did?
Yeah, it's a web series I made and now a pilot.
Great. That's why people are saying Why You Like This.
No.
Okay.
I named it after that Google search.
Great. Also joining us is a first-timer to the podcast. She is a comedian who shares her name with a Melbourne media executive, an American children's author, and the director of Melbourne Kids Yoga. But the one we have here is Melbourne comedian via the Gold Coast. It's comedian Catherine Allen. Yay!
Hello.
Do you know any of those people? Do you know the yoga studio for kids?
I am all of them.
You're all of them?
I am a yoga media executive. What children's was the other one? Author. I'm that too. Yeah,
great. Mm-hmm. And finally, is a man who shares his name with the manager of a BMW dealership in Maine, and a wool broker in New South Wales. But the one we have here is comedian, actor, all-round gentleman. Please welcome David Quirk.
David Quirk.
Here he is. Thanks for having me, team.
Wool broker.
Great to be back.
Wool broker?
Wool broker, yeah. He's a direct descendant. He's my son. poorly named.
David Jr.
Yeah, I didn't even go with the Jr. It's just young Davey's up there doing wool. I'm against it.
You talk about him a lot.
No, he doesn't feature heavily in my life. I've disowned him.
You against wool?
Oh, wool's a tricky one, isn't it?
Yeah.
Wool
in this country, because they...
I guess I'm against it. But I've been wearing a knitted jumper, woolen jumper that my mother made me, because that's got very sentimental value. But
so you're a hack.
I'm a hack, I'm a liar, but it's not good. The wool industry is the worst of a bad bunch. No, the best of a bad bunch? What do you think, Randy?
It's a hazy area. It's a woolly
let's
region.
Do 50. That's
I
good.
Would say, look, if you don't shear the sheep's uncomfortable.
Yeah.
But should the sheep be there in the first place? Only you can answer that, David Quirk's son.
The next 50 minutes will be on veganism. No, okay, moving on.
Our first game today is called Social Me Media. Well, I'll read out a status update by four people in the room. Now, Randy Feltface is not on Twitter.
No.
Doesn't like it.
No, it can kiss my purple felty scrotum.
So what it's going to be is tweets from me as well. I'm replacing Randy in this round. But Randy, you still play. You think you'll get points.
It's not the first time you've replaced me, Josh.
No. If you think you know who wrote the tweet, buzz in. Your names are your buzzers. You get a point if you get it right. A point goes to the person who the tweet actually is if you get it wrong. Okay. Mm-hmm. So the first tweet is this one. About to get a face tattoo of Roseanne Barr. Anything I should know?
Randy.
Yes, Randy.
That's David Quirk.
No, that's Catherine Allen. Yes. A point there for Catherine, yes.
Anything.
That's funny.
Thank you.
I thought it was by me too, for a second. And then thought, no, I wouldn't mention Roseanne Barr personally. Yeah, go. Good.
Face tattoo of Roseanne Barr would be a very good tattoo, though. Just a tattoo of Roseanne Barr.
She's just a hero of mine. You know, I grew up watching her.
She's so brave.
I just don't know. Like, has she been in the media lately? Is there anything?
Not really lately.
No.
Since the show was cancelled, but.
Oh, she was back in. She was
not,
back in.
Not
oh,
in the last
she's back
day
in again.
As in, she's back talking about it.
Oh, of course.
How she feels that she's been hard done by.
Yeah, she did leave Twitter for about an hour.
Yeah.
It was the hardest hour of my life.
All right, next question. The most impressive rebrand ever is losers calling themselves introverts. Who wrote that?
Catherine.
Yes, Catherine.
I think it was Naomi.
You are correct. Oh. Yes, another point there for Catherine.
All right.
Yeah. Good tweet. I like it.
It is a good tweet.
Thank you. It hurts people's feelings.
I'm sure.
Not as much
only
as Roseanne
losers.
Next question. Ramones Museum makes me feel happy and cool.
Naomi.
Yes, Naomi.
David Quirk.
Yes, you are correct.
That's
yes, point there.
It's a sitting duck, really.
Talk to me about the Ramones Museum.
It's in Berlin, and I stumbled upon it, which makes me feel like less of a Ramones fan. Mm. If I was a diehard, I would have known. I knew it was there, but I'd forgotten. Anyway, it's cool if you like the Ramones.
A lot of T-shirts?
A lot of everything.
Yeah.
It's really, it's got a comprehensive and it's a bit nerdy. There's things that don't need to be. They're like photographs of stuff that should be there, if that makes sense. Yeah. Like, there's a photograph of Johnny Ramone's shoes. I'm like, where's his shoes? You know, anyway. Disappointing.
I say you actually want you want the real shoes there.
Well, it's a museum. I don't want to. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Am I wrong?
Don't need a photo of the shoes.
No.
In a museum.
I could probably
shoes.
Find that online.
Yeah.
I don't want to find a billionaire to look at a photo of Johnny Ramone's shoes.
There's a whole market there for just museums full of photos of more interesting things.
Yeah. I could start I could start a museum on almost everything in human history in
just
that
photos.
Regard. Yeah, yeah.
You just
and
go
it's
in.
It's just photos.
Dot matrix printouts of them. Just shitty, like grainy.
People pay like $15 to get in and then it's just a laptop with Google opened and you just Google image.
Yeah,
whatever
it's the
you
size
see.
Of a little photo booth.
Yeah, whatever you want.
Yeah,
whatever
just,
you want.
It's a computer with the internet and it's a museum.
Question 4. Being a punk with a mohawk, a leather jacket and studs in 2018 is the funniest thing in the world. Punk is 40 plus years old now. Your grandparents could have been punk.
David.
Yes, David.
Randy via Josh Earl.
So you're going to say it was me?
Yeah.
You are correct. Yes, it was me. A point there for David. It is.
So I shouldn't tar you with that brush, should I?
No, 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 please. Go via me to his besmirching
of the mohawk. Yeah, I think that sounds like a Josh Earl.
I like punk music.
We've had two punk-related questions, so that's nice.
I know, that's why I did it.
This is working for me.
I just thought it would flow nicely.
It's a segue. It was beautiful.
Yeah.
Nice. Excellent.
What's your problem with the mohawk? Talk to me.
No problem with the mohawk. It's just that, you know, if you're being, you know, I'm going to rebel, don't pick something that's 40 years old. Don't pick fashion that's 40 years old. Actually rebel. Like, actually, you know, I don't know.
Rebel forward.
Do something different.
You would love the Ramones exhibition.
I would
in
Berlin
because they really speak to you.
They fuck with you because they're like, oh yeah, we've got some photos. You want actual shoes? We're gonna have photos. We're punk.
That's punk as
yeah, it's crazy yeah.
Punk AF. Yeah.
Although the fact that Ramones have a museum is very anti-punk. It's like because punk's all about anarchy and not order, and museums are very much like we're gonna order this.
You're right.
Good.
I'm a bit of a wreck. I've got a dog in the room. That's another story for another time.
Question 5.
I think it's time we address the dog.
Yeah, there's a dog in the room. There's a whippet.
A small whippet named Stevie.
I was disappointed we didn't introduce
Thanks
the
for coming, Stevie.
Sorry.
Good on you,
I'm
Stevie.
Losing my mind. She's so beautiful.
Going to eat your face.
We'll take a photo and we'll put it up during, for the pot.
I'm the only one that hasn't got a point yet.
That's all right. Don't give the audience
That's how it works.
The scores too early.
Oh, shit.
Question 5. Maybe you can get this one right.
Oh, my God.
Randy. The other day, I got FOMO looking at an Instagram story of people hanging out before I realised I was in it.
Randy.
Yes, Randy.
Naomi.
You are correct.
Yes.
I'm famously insecure.
You knew it.
Was this at Splendor in the Grass?
No, it was just a friend's house.
I was
just watching a movie.
I was following you on Instagram during Splendor in the Grass and got FOMO going, oh, I want to be there.
You want to be wearing this jacket?
Yeah, well, yes, that jacket was very good. You're wearing a nice, is it wool?
A teddy jacket. It's polyester, actually.
Okay, that's all right then.
Because I have a soul. But no, there were a lot of girls who had this particular jacket, and I just started taking pictures on Instagram, myself and Alex Ward.
Yes,
also,
has the same jacket.
Been on the podcast. She has the same jacket, so we started keeping a tally, and we had like a Google Doc going. And I lasted about an hour after getting through the gates because it was just too many. Like I was up to like 40 or something.
Because you had a video of you just kind of swinging it around and it was all these jackets.
Everywhere you look, there's another jacket.
It's great.
Standard
it felt
issue.
Really cool.
Yeah.
It looks like it would go up in an instant if you got too close to a candle. It's like one of those jackets that's just
God willing.
Just that, you know, the house party, the person that's like, yeah. Looks like. No,
a cool way
no,
to
one,
go.
No one's been at that
I thought
party.
It was secondhand in a good way. Is it really like that's
in a good way?
Yeah.
Hey,
that's good.
Hey,
not in a mohawk kind of way.
No, like
an acceptable amount of time has passed for me to wear this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Question 6: if you have to advertise your business during the movie trailers, I'm going to assume your business is shit.
David.
Yes, David.
Catherine.
Yes, you are correct. Yes, another point there for David.
Hot take.
2 for 2. Is this all right?
Got him.
Reading out your tweets. Some people get really funny about
when
it.
When did you write that
tweets
one? Was it at, like as it happens, like straight away before the film started, or did you
just
save onto it?
Just as a movie was about to start, literally during the trailers. I was watching an ad for a really, really awful looking restaurant, and I was like, I reckon that's not a good restaurant.
Restaurant was this advertising.
Was it here in Melbourne?
Yeah, it was.
Was
just
it
the
at
other
Cinema
day.
Nova?
No, it was at the Westgarth Palace.
Westgarth do them as well. Nova and Westgarth both have like very distinct advertising.
Sort of local.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The Nova, on down to, yeah, there's a bit of that going on.
The Nova has the most amazing turn off your phones one as well. It's like the really the like, yeah, intense classical
What's
music.
What's the one that
it's
does the di 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 di
I think that's Hoy. Is that going Nokia?
Yeah, they play the Nokia ringtone and go,
my favourite.
If you don't like hearing this shit, turn this shit off.
Does anyone have their ringtone on anymore though? I don't hear ringtones anymore.
I don't even have my I never have my audio on. Ever. So I just look and aren't ringing.
Ringtones are a really big thing.
Mine's on all the time, but I turn my hearing aid down.
Yeah, great.
Everyone else is well aware of
it. Question 7. I'm dressed like a Croatian rent boy.
Naomi. Andy.
Oh, yes, Naomi.
David.
Yes, you are correct, yes.
What were you wearing?
I don't know. I was standing next to a boat that said rent me.
Right.
Speedos and a long sleeve white button up shirt.
That's nice.
Yeah, look, it's a certain look. I'd like you to put that photo up too.
Actually, I'll put that up too. It's a strong look.
It was a strong look, but it was perfect for the Croatian summer.
Yeah.
Was that part of the photo shoot that you used for that poster image of you with the at the pool with the people in the background? Or this
no,
was
it's no, unrelated.
This is very recent.
This were you
just
in Croatia?
For pleasure. There's no money to be made on this sexy image.
Okay, so this is after a photo of a shop that says weird, old, and wonderful. This shop sells your dad's dick.
Randy.
Yes, Randy.
Josh Earl.
Yes, you are.
Classic Earl.
Was proud of that one. That was in Launceston.
Just dad dick jokes.
I walked past it with a group of people and I couldn't take a photo of it. And I thought, I'll go back to that just to say this shop sells your dad's dick.
Big dad dick energy.
Question 9. Uber pool is the new Tinder. You go into it thinking you're about to meet the love of your life, but end up with someone named Trevor who smells like barbecue chips.
Naomi.
Yes, Naomi.
Catherine.
You are correct. Yes, another point there for Naomi. Yes. Doing well. Have you done Uber pool yet?
Yeah, I love it.
Oh, see, I can't. I don't
no,
like
it's great.
It.
You don't like it?
No, well.
But yuck.
Yeah. Because then you're being judged by two people or three if there's more people in the car.
You just
can,
be rude.
Hey,
can
judged.
They rate you? Can well, your fellow passengers rate you?
No.
Oh,
no.
Thank God.
But you get rated on that. Yeah. So they might be talking lots. You might, and then the person driving, they will go, oh, these two are talking too much. So they rate you down. Well, not talking enough. I don't know. I don't like it.
So you think your rating can get affected by the shitness of the other person?
Of course it would. Yeah, if they bring up some politics stuff and they don't agree with you and you don't agree with them and then the driver agrees with them, your rating's going down.
Can we just swing back to the text, though? Is there a romantic undertone to the potential of meeting the love of your life in an Uber pool?
I just think it'd be a romantic story that we met in an Uber pool.
Yeah,
and we just got to talking, and then we decided, you know, that we started with two separate destinations, but we came together in one destination.
That's a movie.
Yeah, definitely.
I go into even just Ubers with the same attitude, and indeed taxis and almost every other avenue in my life.
When you hire an O-bike.
Beyond that, entering a room, whatever it is. It's a nice way to live.
My sister, I was in an Uber with my sisters last weekend, and then my sister was just sitting in the front seat, just hardcore flirting with the Uber driver. And I was just like, this is going to be great for my rating. But then after that, he was like, we were like 20 minutes later than we were supposed to be, because he took every slowest road so he could spend more time with her. And I'm like, this is truly backfired.
Yeah, right.
Has anyone not given a 5-star rating to an Uber driver?
I did.
I have.
Yeah, I did only because I first used it in America. So I downloaded it just to get around LA. And I thought, especially being a comedian, I thought, well, you rate out of 5, just like we get rated in comedy.
Yeah.
And like 5 stars is like exceptional. An exceptional thing has taken place.
Yeah.
And so I thought, well, this has been a very pleasant trip with this man. 3.5 stars. Yeah. You know, there's nothing wrong. Nothing went wrong. It's a good trip. I did not know. You just basically were supposed to give 5 and get 5 unless you've molested the person or crashed the car.
You're expecting.
It's ridiculous.
You're expecting the Nanette of Uber drivers.
Yes. Yeah.
It's going to change the way you think about Uber drivers from now on.
Yeah, they're
going to
quit.
Levitate off the ground. Or something.
Yeah. It's going to be their last ride. Yeah. That was Catherine's joke. I just said it louder. I want to make that clear.
Thank you.
Then it's going to be so successful that at the end of the ride, they're going to go, you know what, I'm going to do Uber again. I'm going to drive Uber again. Otherwise, I'd be a fool not to.
Is this a good time to tell everybody that I've never called an Uber?
No.
It's a great time.
You're not on Twitter. You never caught an Uber.
We'd like you to leave.
Do you have a phone?
Yeah, I do.
Are you cool or old?
Or both.
I'm cold.
Speaking of cool, our final question for the round. Boy bands exist for girls who haven't learned how to masturbate yet.
David.
Yes, David.
Catherine.
No, it was Naomi. Another point there for Naomi.
I sort of was feeling a Naomi fight, but I just, I don't know.
That's wrong. True. I was on
Do I lose a point for that?
No. Naomi gets a point.
Yeah. In that way, you lose a point.
In a way.
Yeah.
I was on this girl's Instagram, and she's, like, just following this Korean pop, like, boy band around, and she's just filming them, and she's just, like, moaning. And I'm like, oh, you got to handle that. Save yourself a lot of money.
At the end of the round, the scores are Randy on 2 points, Catherine on 2 points, David on 2 points. In the lead on 4 points, it's Naomi Higgins.
Four points. Oh, my God. That's crushing
this. She's only doing well because of my foible there. But that's
okay. Foible. You can get these points back, though, guys. Because this round.
Right, no, I'm going with it. It's good.
Mm.
This round is called Holiday. It would be so great. Now, we've all had holidays. And in this round, we talk about those holidays that didn't quite go to plan. And today, we're talking about a young Catherine Allen who was backpacking through Europe when she realised she didn't have enough money to stay in a hostel. What genius thing did she come up with to get that money? Was it A, she sat out the front of nightclubs offering people a lend of her coats while they stood waiting to get in? After 2 hours, her 2 jumpers and 1 jacket got her enough money for a night's accommodation. Was it B, she bought 2 kebabs and just sat in the foyer of a hostel and sold them to 2 drunk Australians for 20 euros each? Or was it C, she just hung out in the hostel communal bathroom, and when a group of girls came in, she followed them into their room and slept in the spare bed, knowing that every night one bed would be spare because these girls were pretty and one of them would pick up? Now, you can ask her as many questions as you want. Bear in mind, she wants you to get it wrong, because if you get it wrong, she gets your point. You guys don't have to all guess the same thing. You can guess independently. The floor is open for questions. Ask away.
May I ask a question about the kebabs?
Yeah.
So you were down on funds, no funds.
Yeah.
But you had enough money to purchase 2 kebabs.
I was in Berlin, so they were very cheap.
Cheap kebabs. What kind of kebabs did you go? Like doner? Did you go the full chicken? Did you go? What did you get for the kebab?
They were halloumi kebabs.
Halloumi kebabs.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
And 2 drunk Australians went for the hoop. They didn't go fucking cheese. Nah.
They didn't know where they were, right, or who I was, or what a kebab was.
Right.
Or that 20 euros is a lot of money to spend on a kebab.
Amazing.
And they went for it.
And 20 euros was enough to get you a bed bug infested.
Yeah, slip. But you know what happened? I got into the room and then the guy in the bunk above where I was supposed to sleep was snoring so loudly that I ended up sleeping in an armchair in the lobby anyway. It was a complete waste of time.
All right.
Could have done that for free.
So it was 20 euros.
I'm down with the kebab story. That
you
was
rest
convincing.
Your case. Really.
Next.
These girls, how many of them were there?
So it was like an all-female dorm, so there were like 6 of them.
6?
Yeah.
So there were 7 beds in the hostel?
There were one like single bed,
mm-hmm,
and then there were bunks.
Mm, okay.
Yeah.
What was the setup?
In the room?
Yeah.
So you mean like did they all know each other or?
No, I mean of the beds.
Of the beds.
Configuration.
What's the bed configuration? Like just a single bed with a bunk and a ladder, not a lot of bells and whistles. It wasn't one of those fancy ones where you get the curtain. That's when you know you're staying in a real nice hostel.
Okay.
There weren't any curtains there.
Mm-hmm.
How close was this hostel to the Ramones?
I did go there, pretty close.
But seriously, folks, you did, since you slept in the room, because having confidence in the fact that one of the girls would always pick up.
Yeah.
That never backfired? None of these pretty girls ever came home sort of middle of the night or came home late and tried to, you know, woke you up, etc.?
Well, I didn't last in the room long enough to find out. This only worked once. This was only like a one time. Like I needed somewhere to stay for one night. So it wasn't like I spent my entire trip.
And you made it through the night?
I did make it through the night.
No worries.
Yeah.
And in the morning, the others weren't like, our friend
you're
looks different.
In my bed.
Yeah, yeah, none of that?
No, because I wasn't in there. I was sleeping in the armchair.
Oh, yeah, I'm getting
getting the lies
mixed up.
Yeah.
Oh, so the armchair result is consistent across all 3 potential lies or truths.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, so we know how the story ends. We just don't know how it begins.
Yes.
I'm going kebab.
How much did you charge?
No more questions. It's kebab.
How much did you charge for people to hold your jacket or your jumper?
It depended how late in the night it got. So the colder it got, the higher my prices went up.
What were they?
So I started at about €3 and then it got up to about €10. And then because we had like a coin situation as well, that was really annoying. So it was easier to just get like a straight note.
Would you pay to wear a jacket while you're waiting in line to get into a club?
Yeah, I'd forgotten Hell the first yeah. story. I'm glad you brought that up, Josh.
You would?
Hell yeah, I would. I'm always cold. I'm freezing right now.
What time of year was it?
It was around September that I was there. So going into winter. But it was still
well done choosing a colder month. Yeah, okay. I would go with the kebab option, except I'm not buying just the full halloumi kebab.
Personally. Halloumi kebab's a little bit on the nose, but I'm sticking with it.
No, I think halloumi. Like, what else is in there?
Well, there's other things as well. You've got like pickles in there. You've got tomato. You've got some mayo.
You've got your
iceberg
mayo.
Iceberg lettuce.
You got the halloumi's 20 euros worth of iceberg lettuce in there.
Yeah.
I
didn't pay 20 euros for the kebabs.
No, but
charged.
You sold them. Yeah.
You said
you drunk Aussies are hungry.
So it was €20 for two kebabs?
Each.
Mm, so you made 40
euros.
Euros
off two
so that's
kebabs.
What I first. Okay, this is insane.
Randy, are you still going with kebabs?
I think the jacket story is the smartest, like the cleverest scheme, but I'm sticking with kebab because I went kebab before. Now I have to stick with it.
Okay, Randy's locked in B. Naomi, A, B, or C? A is jackets, B is
I feel
kebab,
like
C
A
is
the least plausible, but I found holes in B and C. So I'm going to go A.
A. Okay.
I'm
Darren.
Strangely going to go with C.
C? Is that just because they both chose A and B?
I sort of believe it's slightly likely. Like, I can imagine a person in desperation doing that.
The correct answer was B, two kebabs, the kebab story. So Randy gets a point.
40
Catherine
euros.
Gets 2 points.
Yeah.
I'm incredibly angry.
That is magnificent.
Angry.
It worked once and never again.
No, but still, that's pretty banging.
It is.
No wonder you
good
brought
way.
Up that story because it's good, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. If you are listening
to
this,
too believable.
If you're on a Kentucky tour and you've found yourself in a tough spot and you need somewhere to stay, I'm telling you, just take advantage of the Australians.
Of drunk Australians.
Because it would work with hot chips.
Yeah, it would work with anything.
It would work with a Chico roll if they had them in Berlin.
If you rocked up with your own Chico rolls.
With a battered salve.
With some Australians over there, they'd be like,
travel with them.
Can I also just say, listeners to the podcast, if you want to take on my hire out your jumpers and jackets for a club line, that's fine. You go with that.
That was pure smart. Earl.
It's so much smarter than the kebabs. I wish I'd thought of that.
Okay, at the end of the round, the scores are Randy on 3 points, Dave on 2 points, Naomi on 4 points, and also on 4 points is Catherine Allen. Yeah!
Yes!
All right, this round is called Yeah, Nah, Yeah. Now, in this round, each of you are given a fact about another person on the panel. If you think it's true, you say yeah. If you think it's a lie, you say nah. A point if you...
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
Get it correctly? A point to the person the fact may or may not be about if you're incorrect. So, to Catherine. Now, David was recently in Paris where, due to the language barrier, he was having trouble ordering food and making sure it was vegan-friendly. In one bistro, he explained to the waiter that he was vegan, and the waiter laughed and then said something in French. When the waiter left, the couple sitting next to David told David, the waiter said, "You deprive yourself life's pleasures. Eat some cheese, have a wank, live a little." Yeah or nah? You can ask him as many questions as you want.
So what type of food did they serve at this particular restaurant?
It was actually like just a cafe, basically.
Oh, okay.
Because I was surprised to find... vegan croissants in Paris, and so much butter. It was a cafe, very sort of simple, modern-looking cafe.
And like, what did you think they'd be able to offer? Like, maybe just some avocado and toast, or?
Well, I was looking for specific sort of vegan fare.
Yeah.
But I found that I was in the wrong place. Yeah.
Yeah, because there's a lot of great vegan food in Paris.
Is there?
Yeah, there is.
Yeah, right. You'd know a lot about that, wouldn't you?
I actually am a vegan and I've been to Paris.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah.
So you know that, well, you know that veganism is tricky sometimes, especially in foreign
especially when
places.
You're traveling. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Did you download the app Happy Cow onto your phone?
I haven't, yes.
Yeah, yeah. So did you use that when you were in Paris?
I did, but not this day.
Not that day. Mm. You just did.
I was alone and my girlfriend was elsewhere, yeah.
Didn't think to maybe like ask where you were staying, like do you
no,
know
no, I was
good?
Sort of. I thought people are speaking English to me. It's very nice. Oh, this will work. And then I ran into the wrong waiter.
Can I give my answer?
Yes. What do you think?
I reckon nah, because I think he's too smart.
You are correct, but also wrong. A point, Catherine.
I don't reckon. Yeah, I reckon you're too smart to walk into a cafe in Paris and.
I actually got really nervous during that. I was like, I can't carry this off. And I don't think I've taken in the details myself.
But yeah, you were recently in Paris though, right?
That's true.
And I was thinking, having been to Paris myself, it is very hard with the language barrier, making sure you get exactly what it is you order.
Yeah, yeah.
So I thought you might have an issue with that.
Yeah. This is interesting. We should talk.
There's behind the curtain.
Actually, there's three.
Really creative. Got
Dan Vee.
Thanks, mate. Thanks.
Happy Cow's. I was in the States recently and Happy Cow is you have to pay for it.
Yeah.
But I found a free one, which I wish I could remember what it was called, and it was awesome. So
I'll have to get that off.
Cut
you.
This out and I'll find it later.
Okay, so to David. Okay. Now, when Naomi was 10 years old, she was camping with her family when she woke up in the middle of the night and needed to go to the toilet. It was too dark and cold, so she just pissed in the middle of the tent and went back to sleep. In the morning, her sister stepped in it, and Naomi lied and told her parents she must have done it while she was sleepwalking. Yeah or nah?
You didn't go outside because it was dark and cold and scary at 10 years old?
Yeah.
That's fair. I suppose that checks out. There's tragically nothing super unbelievable about the story. If you were 22 or something at the time, I'd be like, okay. Even then, I'd be like, yeah, pissing in the tent. Okay. You told your sister what, sorry? That it was...
That I must have done it in my sleep.
Yes. Yes, you did. nothing sort of... No.
What do you think? You're leaning one way or the other?
I would say, yeah.
You are correct. Another point there for David Quirk.
Sorry, yeah.
They still don't know that I was awake for it, so I hope they don't listen to this.
They'll never know.
I hope they do. I need the downloads. So, what, your sister, how, younger, older?
Older, like 2.5 years older than me.
Oh, yeah, that's no good.
I thought, yeah, and I thought that I had dreamed it when I woke up. I was like, that was probably just a dream, and then I just heard my sister be like, oh, yuck, and it was too late.
Can I just ask, so who else was asleep in the tent at the time?
It was just the two of us.
Just the
it was just
two
like
of
a little two-person tent,
yep.
And our clothes were in bags on the floor, so that they all had to get washed, which was not too easy.
Okay, so to Naomi, Randy recently got into an argument after a gig with a fan because of something that Randy said during the show. The fan insisted that Randy kept on saying it directly to them. Randy had to repeatedly remind the fan that Randy's eyeballs are in fact ping pong balls. Yeah or nah? You can ask me as many questions as you want.
What did you say?
Well, it's a long joke, but effectively the tag of the joke is quite detrimental to people of a certain age. This was in New York, and I don't know if I can actually say the I took it's a joke about fisting, and at the end I'm talking about hang on, let me think of the exact wording of the joke. It's like fisting old ladies is basically the tag of the joke. I talk about I can't even remember the context of the joke, and I'm talking about Ernest Hemingway.
Sounds really brave.
Not really, but the tag is I can't even remember the setup for the joke. This is embarrassing. It's about fisting old ladies. Basically I say fisting old ladies, and there was an old woman in the front row. My demographic in New York was unfortunately over the age of 120 for most of my shows because it was a subscriber base, and I didn't realize, but every time I said the fisting old lady line, I looked at the oldest woman in the audience who incidentally was clipping her fingernails through the first part of the show. Yes. So this was, I didn't know this until later, but they could hear it up in the, my tech could hear it on the mezzanine.
That's so
she was clipping her fingernails. So she thought that I was having a crack at her for clipping her fingernails.
And rightly so.
Fisting old ladies. I can't remember the setup, but it's a joke. I'm on the spot now. I'm nervous about this line of questioning.
So she found you after the show.
She complained to the front of house staff and she waited for me upstairs. So as she walked out, she complained to my door staff about it. And then she went up because I was like downstairs and I went upstairs and I waited. I always waited for everybody to leave because I don't like to talk to people. Mm-hmm. And I went upstairs and she was waiting for me and she gave it to me. And she was like a New York hard-edged young man kind of. Do you realize what you were? Yeah, it was. And I was like, I wasn't directed at you. And she goes, you were looking right at me. And I had to explain that the lights are very bright. I can't see what I'm looking at.
How did you find out that she was clipping her nails? Oh, this is, sorry.
Because the front of house told me that was the woman.
The same woman.
Yeah, yeah. It was a horrific experience. I really wish I could think of the setup for the joke because I feel like it sounds non-plausible because I can't actually think of the joke about fisting old ladies.
I'm fine to not hear the joke about fisting old ladies.
But it's a throwaway line.
That happens multiple times.
Oh, I'm talking about, you know, what it is. I'm talking about, oh my God. I'm talking about Harper Lee, who wrote To Kill a Mockingbird, and how when her sister died, a lawyer took the rights to Go Set a Watchman, which was Harper Lee's first book, and released it. And Harper didn't want it to be released, apparently. But I say that the lawyer was fisting old ladies for cash, basically. It's like a summary of that. And then later on I called back to it twice in the show and I looked at this woman all three times, apparently.
That, I'm glad I know the setup because that changes everything.
It's all about Harper Lee. All about Harper Lee, folks. Context.
What do you think? Yeah or nah?
Nah.
You are correct.
Yeah. Yes. I would never say that. Definitely said that.
I thought it might be fake because I thought you were doing a totally different show to that one.
No, I was doing novel.
Were you?
Yeah. Brandy, what show did you think I was doing?
The newer one.
New.
God, no.
Interesting.
Yeah. Well done.
To Randy now. Catherine once worked in a news agency, when one day Paris Hilton walked in. She made Catherine close the shop so she could have some privacy, and then she bought $200 worth of stationery. Yeah or nah?
Where was this news agents?
At the Pacific Fair Shopping Centre on the Gold Coast.
How long did you work there for?
I worked there at the end of high school into uni, so probably about 4 years.
What year was this that this Paris Hilton arrived?
2005.
She was doing
that's
the Gold.
That's the height of the Paris height of Hilton. Paris.
She was doing the beach thing. She
the Simple the, Life, right, right, that right, whole right, thing.
Right, right, right.
Millsy.
Oh, she was doing Millsy.
Yeah.
So you were, was anyone else on staff? Was anyone
no,
else
no, so there was like the major news agency and then there was the little news agency and I was in the little one that was kind of at the other end of the shopping centre. So it was literally just me.
Why didn't you choose the smaller stationery shop?
I think because she wanted to be in there by herself. So she knew that if there was no one else in there that it would be so much easier logistically.
Did she have an entourage?
She didn't, no. She was just there by herself,
she
which
came
was amazing.
In on her own, walked she up did. To you and demanded that you close the store.
Yeah.
Do you know who I am?
Close basically, yeah.
And you obliged?
Of course I did. She was Paris Hilton. I was terrified.
No terrified.
Entourage? No entourage, no.
No people following her,
no.
Taking photos?
No.
She managed to stroll through a shopping centre on the Gold Coast, casually entering.
She fit in very well.
Just for that response, I'm going to go, yeah.
You are correct. Yes, that is
amazing. 100%
true.
I'm obsessed with Paris Hilton.
Yeah.
It's too weird to make up as well. It's very odd.
Very
she was
obscure.
Really alone.
On her own.
She was alone, yeah.
Those celebrities have a hard time in Australia.
They
lonely
do it.
At the top.
This was this was around, like 2004, 2005, so more than 10 years ago. So it was, I mean, there were paparazzi around, but it was a different, like people didn't have smartphones or anything. So, she was just there because she was filming a movie, I think, at the time.
Terrible horror film.
One more detail I didn't put in the story. It was how she paid.
She had this thick black American Express card, and this is absolutely true. On the card, it didn't have her name. It had "That's hot."
Oh my god, she is an icon. Yeah. She is an icon, and she's back, and I love her, baby. Oh my god,
I swear on my life.
Thicker than a normal.
It was just one of those really
heavy
ones. Yeah.
Oh yeah. You
gotta
that
be
just
real
would
rich.
Have had, had an infinite
platinum
limit on it.
Yes.
Yeah.
Josh, thank you.
Because she trademarked "That's hot" so that nobody else could use it. that I she it was like a personalized plate. Well, I but bought her credit card.
That oh. shot. So I'm
just going to say just without the apostrophe.
At the other end, the scores are David Quirk on 3 points, Randy on 4 points, Naomi Higgins on 5 points, but still on 5 points and in the lead, or not in the lead, even. Catherine Allen also on 5 points. Yay! It's anyone's game. This is good. It's close. All right. This is our final round.
Ooh.
It's called Who. In this round, I'll read out 10 questions all about you four in this room. If you think you know who it is, buzz in. Your name's your buzzer. You get a point if you get it right. You get a point if you get it wrong. Only round, you can lose points.
Well, okay. You lose a point if you get it wrong.
You lose a point if you get it wrong. Yeah.
Okay. The spine of this dog is so pointy and out of its own skin.
There's no dog in here. Hallucinating dog spines again.
Question one.
Feel that. It's just the spine.
I've lost some listeners.
Sorry.
There's a dog in the room.
If you see the dog, you'll understand.
Here we go. All over it.
Question one. Who recently has been walking the streets handing out sleeping bags and clothing to homeless people?
Naomi.
Yes, Naomi.
Randy.
No, it's David Quirk.
Oh, wow.
What a good boy.
Good Samaritan syndrome there.
Good on you, Dave.
Yeah, I'm a good bloke.
How, when you say sleeping bags, is it that or just sleeping bag? Because how many spare sleeping bags do you have?
I actually had to clean out a house recently and just found a lot of stuff and got excess beanies. Had a lot of warm stuff and I thought, get rid of this stuff.
Yeah.
That's so nice.
True story.
And I live in the city,
so it's not like I'm not that good. I'm not just making trips to the city.
So you're just avoiding a trip to an op shop, really?
Yeah.
It's effectively just hard rubbish.
It's hard rubbish on people's heads, yeah.
Question two, who crashed their father's car on the way to a Fall Out Boy concert?
Randy.
Yes, Randy.
Catherine.
Yeah.
Yes, you're right.
Nice. Did you still go? Did you go? Yeah, so the concert was up in Brisbane and Dad begged me not to take the car because it was in such bad condition and I did it anyway because there was no other way to get there and it broke down on the way back. I had to get it towed. I was so scared to tell him that I just had it towed like down the street and told him it got stolen. Oh. And then he found it eventually though.
You wanted him to think it got stolen rather than broke down?
Yeah, because then he would know that I took the car. And I didn't want him to know I took the car. So I was just like, coincidentally, the car got stolen the night I wasn't supposed to take it out.
And here it is.
What are the chances, Dad?
Did he figure it out?
I think he figured it out. I never told him, but
he's a big fan of the podcast, so he's going to figure it out.
There's a lot of secrets coming out in this podcast. The parents will like it.
Speaking of another crashing cars, who crashed their father's BMW?
David.
Yes, David.
Naomi.
No, it was Catherine again.
Me too. I don't come from money.
No. I lost a point, didn't I?
Yeah,
this is the worst game ever.
You made content for the podcast. I like it. So was this before or after the Fall Out Boy concert?
After. Yeah. He was like, you crashed the 20-year-old Toyota Camry. Have the keys to the BMW.
Wow.
Oh. Yeah, and I crashed it into the back of a van. So I was coming down, going towards a red light. I slammed the brakes on, the wheels spun out, and I went into the back of the van. And the guy just looked over at me and just went, nah, and just sped off. And I thought, he's going to come back. He's going to call the police. Never came to anything.
Wow.
So he just ran. He had no insurance himself.
I'd say so. Yeah. He just didn't want to draw any attention to himself. So good.
Worth it, in a way.
Was
this after their first album or after they kind of went a bit kind of flowery?
This is when they were doing, they went really poppy, like even poppier for a little while there. It was like Thanks for the Memories, I think, was the album. Yeah.
Next question. Hi. Who here recently only got their license? Who here only just got their license?
Randy.
Yes, Randy.
Naomi.
No, it was David Quirk.
Oh. Whoop.
Good. 37.
Good acting there.
Last Friday. Yeah.
Did you really?
Congratulations.
I'm getting a handshake from Randy.
I had no idea.
I'm shaking everyone's hand. Thank you.
Well done.
Good to meet you. I'll drive you anywhere.
You're going
to
drive now?
Full motorbike license as well.
And you're on your peasies.
Yep. No. Full license, just like that. 0 to 100. That's a
hang
metaphor.
Hang on, wait a second. Automatic or manual?
Auto.
Get out.
I've only got an auto license, so.
He's driving a manual. Why are you burdening yourself with that?
What happens if there's an emergency?
I can drive it.
Yeah.
What just happens if there's an emergency and I need to tweet something to you? I can't do it.
Question five. Who only learned to ride a bike last year?
David.
Yes, David.
Catherine.
You are incorrect. It was Naomi.
Hey! I was going to...
You did the same thing to me, sir.
Yeah.
You'd fake
your
it.
Your face just like she looked ashamed. I'm like, no, I shouldn't have gone with that. I shouldn't have believed that she would be ashamed. Because why would you look ashamed of
her? I was reminiscing about the time I crashed two cars.
Oh, yeah.
Well, broke one down and I crashed one.
Did you recently?
Yeah.
Do you have a bike now?
No.
Oh.
I learned like once and then I haven't done it.
You've been
it
rocking
again.
For the last 20 years, training wheels or something.
I just don't ride a bike. It's been fine.
You didn't do it when you're too busy.
I've survived.
Urinating
somehow.
In tents to ride bikes.
Huh?
Is that what it is?
What?
Too busy urinating in tents?
Yeah. To it's ride a full time gig, man.
Yeah, yeah.
Hard enough to get in a tent when you're the girl who pisses in tents all the time. Tell you
if
what.
If I can just get a license, you can just ride a bike. I think.
Yeah, I mean, I have a license. I've had a license for a while because I'm an adult, but.
It's not a competition.
Yeah, well, I feel
but
like
if it is, you'd
yeah.
win.
Yeah, thank you.
Question 6. Who was the first student in the history of their school to get an after school detention?
Naomi.
Yes, Naomi.
Randy.
Yes, you are correct. Yes. Point there for Naomi.
It's true. It's very true.
What was it for? What did you get after?
It was the day that the detention came into effect and our principal stood at the assembly and made a speech about discipline and about how there were going to be after-school detentions now. And at the end of the speech, I stood up and went.
What?
And the principal said, maybe you want to grab one of those detentions now. And I had to walk all the way up the front of the assembly, take a detention off the principal and then go and wait in the office.
Like a total
legend.
Did
you love that?
Well, at the time, this was primary school, so I was like, this is grade 4, and then...
Oh, you're doing slow class.
Slow class.
This is getting less true.
This is completely true. This is completely true, and because I'll prove it, after he gave me the detention, I walked out of his office and went around the corner and had a little bit of a cry, yeah, and then went back to class being a hero, and yeah, it was fine, but then I got the first St. Mary's Primary School in Leicester.
Was someone clipping their toenails in the front row of the assembly?
No. But that is a true story. Don't doubt it. You're
looking
at me like
it's
fake.
Question 7. Who here worked at Tucker Bag? Who worked at Tucker Bag?
Randy.
Yes, Randy.
David Quirk.
You are correct.
Yes!
Yes, Randy.
Well, I didn't even know that, but that is awesome.
Yeah, I'm a Tucker Bagger. Yeah.
The Tucker bag boy.
Oh my god.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I got bullied there. It's good times.
Bullied? What did you get bullied for?
Oh, just being David Quirk, I think.
By customers?
No, the co-workers.
Yeah, they're also good though.
Tucker Bag, one of the most famous Australian puppets from the Tucker Bag commercial.
Is it really?
It's just a bag with the bottom lip that used to go like that.
A rival
of
yours.
Do you remember? You probably don't remember Tucker Bag.
No, I probably wasn't born.
No.
No offense.
No, not
do you remember? Let's go through some puppets you remember. Bookworm. Do you know Bookworm?
No.
Oh, Johnson and Friends.
No.
Oh, help me out here, Randy.
The Muppets?
Aggro.
Yes.
Dickie
yes.
Knee.
Yeah. Was that the one?
Do you remember
on...
Claude the Crow from Shirl's Backyard? No.
The giraffe from the Life Education Fan.
Oh, hell yeah. Yeah.
Mr. Squiggle.
Healthy Harold.
I love Mr. Squiggle.
Blackboard.
That's just. Blackboard.
Was it in Mr. Squiggle?
Hurry up. Oh, yeah, yeah. I know very few of these, and I'm older than most. Yeah, I do remember. Hurry up. Yeah.
Next question. Who recently moved house so they could have a bath again?
David.
Yes, David.
Randy.
No, it was Naomi.
He's a bath guy. He'd have a bath.
Who was it?
I'm glad I'm
it was Naomi. Naomi loves a bath. Didn't have one. Now you got one.
I got one.
Where are you
baby.
Living? Which suburb?
Abbotsford.
All about the bath.
I was trying not to
we'll
be
beat
sexist.
That out.
I was trying not to be sexist. I thought, you know.
And you are such an ally, and I love you.
I
for
am
that.
An ally. I'm
do
brave.
Do you know what happened?
This
to
is what a
bath?
Feminist looks like, guys.
Someone who knows that men can have baths.
That's yeah. funny, Randy.
I can't get out of the bath. All the water soaks in. It's like a sponge. Stuck in the bath.
Question.
Now you mention it, yeah.
Question 9. Who, when they were 6 years old, was hit in the head by a golf club on the same day they were bitten on the face by a dog?
Catherine.
Oh yes, Catherine.
David Quirk.
No, that was Randy.
Yes!
Felt like something I'd do. So.
Round at the park, got hit in on a backswing. There was a kid playing with a golf club and he hit me in the face with a backswing.
Oh.
And then I went over to my parents who were at the boundary line watching the footy, crying, going out with a big lump on my head. And then I stood there for a bit and then to cheer me up, I went over to a dog that looked like Lassie. And went, Lassie, and the dog went and bit me on the face.
Oh,
yes. I don't know why. Oh. It was amazing. Same day. Wrong. Same day. So I had a lump on one side and a bleedy bite on the other.
Oh, no.
That's awesome.
No.
It was the best. Still got a little scar.
It's a busy day, isn't it, Randy? I can. There is a
When I was 14, I was got bit on the bum by a dog when I was staying at my friend's house. So I had to go back to his house, and his mum had to rub like Betadine on my bum, and I was really, really embarrassed by it. I was like, "Oh no, Mrs. Hazelwood, you don't have to rub Betadine on my bum."
Oh, God.
And our final question for the game. Here we go.
Oh, this is it. Oh, shit, I'm not ready.
Who of you four used to present a weekly radio show dedicated to house and techno music? Who used to do a radio show on house or techno music?
Randy.
Yes, Randy. You're pointing at Catherine. You think Catherine? You are correct. Yes!
I was thinking you. I didn't have courage.
Fallout Boy to techno and...
I'm a three-dimensional
Where
gal.
Was this? Where were you doing this?
So it was a community radio station. It was called 105.7 Radio Metro.
105.7 Radio Metro. Coming up, we've got Catherine with the... hour.
No, it's community radio, so it's more like, hey guys.
No, hey, no, it was.
Yeah.
Wish we're recording.
It's exactly like that. The slogan was, it's all about the music. And I hosted a weekly show because I was first year of uni. It was my dream to be on Triple J. So I thought, I'll just do this for a little while and put together a mixtape that will obviously impress them. Yeah. And it was just me being like, that was Darude coming up, Calvin Harris. It's all about the music,
no
guys.
Banter. I love that. I think
no banter. No, it was just me. And then we'd do competitions. I'd give away like a 6-pack of energy drink, and people would like come to the studio to pick it up, or like drink cards for a nightclub.
That is
cool,
man. Or
like boat party tickets. It was a wild time.
Do you like that music still?
I didn't like it at the time.
Oh, you didn't like it at all?
No.
Do you have an appreciation of it after doing it for a year?
No.
No, okay.
No.
All right. At the end of the game, the scores are David Quirk on 0 points.
Yes.
Oh, you got down to zero.
I think that's not bad in a way.
Catherine Allen on 4 points.
Ooh.
Naomi Higgins on 5 points, but our winner on 6 points. It's Randy.
No way.
Strong.
How did that happen? Yeah, 10 points to the dogs, though, surely.
Dogs are always winning, yes. Thank you all for playing Don't You Know Who I Am. Before we go, Randy, quick plug. Where can people see? You got some shows coming up?
Oh, God. No, not really. Oh, yeah, I'm doing a one-off at the Melbourne Writers Festival. Randy Writes a Novel.
Cool. Oh, great.
And I'm going to Tassie. I'm going to do
the Fresh Gala in Launceston. With Sam Simmons.
With Simmons and
Dilrook.
And
Judith Lucy.
Judith Lucy.
Good.
Yeah, and then that's pretty, I think that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're like, yeah, that's it. No, I've looked at your website.
That's all that's on that lineup. Okay.
Oh, I'm also doing Lost Lands Festival in Werribee.
Oh, sweet. Yeah, that'll be a good festival.
Yeah.
Naomi, where can people see or find you?
I'm on social media. You can just follow me there. I'm working on a pilot that's going to come out, which will be really exciting if it gets turned into a TV show. And if not, then you can just watch one episode of what will never be. So.
And what are you on Twitter? You're very funny on Twitter. So your nom is like...
Nomstrosity. If you just look up Naomi Higgins, I'll come up. I'll I'm come not going to try to spell it for you. It's all too complicated.
And the little series behind the pilot is on the YouTubes. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's on iView.
It's on iView. It's a Fresh Blood iView shenanigan.
Yeah, so you can watch that. But the pilot's much better. So.
Okay. Sweet.
Cool.
Catherine, where can people follow you on Twitter?
My Twitter is, just look up Catherine Allen. It's Catherine House, but I'm not going to spell that.
And Allen's with an A.
Yeah, yeah.
Two A's.
A-double-L-A-N, just to be different.
Alone.
Yeah. And I'm doing a show in the Fringe Festival. I'm probably not allowed to talk about it yet, but sue me.
You're so naughty.
I'm so cheeky.
Talk about it.
It's called Strong Female Protagonist. It is a one-woman play that I'm doing. Please come. I'm so scared no one's going to come. Please come to my show.
Yeah, go.
Get around Thank it, you. Listeners. And David Quirk.
Yes. I am doing a gig tonight, which you'll have missed if you're listening to this
tomorrow
right
morning.
Now. But it also has Judith Lucy, so I'm sorry you missed that, listeners.
Crab Lab.
I am, also doing a show apparently in the Fringe, Melbourne Fringe. It's a play, but as a two-hander, four different actors have pulled out so far for various reasons. It's tricky. So if you are an actor and you're listening, call me. I'll pop you in. Yeah, no, I mean, okay, sure.
Is it a comedy or is it a serious?
It's not really, no, some of it might be funny. It's called Elmo. It actually will be in the guide, so whether this play takes place or not, we'll see. Let's find out together. And I'm just doing various other sort of acting-related things, not a heap of stand-up. I'll see you at a skate park soon.
Excellent.
What are you doing?
Our big thanks to everyone who's been donating to the Patreon. So you can go to patreon.com/dykwia and you get some bonus content. And you know, you get a whole bunch of stuff if you go on there. And thank you to everyone who's been doing that. Also, tickets for the live shows, which are happening in middle of September, going all the way through to the end of October, are selling very well. They're about 50-60% capacity. And I don't want people to miss out, so get some tickets now.
Otherwise, the triple R?
At the Catfish.
Oh, yeah. Nice.
Yeah, so it's going to be great. So it's Sundays, 4 o'clock in the, like, September 16, going all the way through until October 28.
Oh, it's always a great gig, yes.
Yeah.
I'm dinger.
Thank you all for playing Don't You Know Who I Am. Till next time, bye.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Thank you, Steve. You were great.
G'day, mate.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates. I mean, if you want. It's up to you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.